This is a Sichuan News Update. Nanaimo's very own Commercial Street is being highlighted in the newest exhibit at the Nanaimo Art Gallery. Titled Commercial Street, artist Samuel Wobo takes inspiration from architecture, streetscape elements, and community from the downtown street. The exhibit opens on October 24th and will run until January 4th of next year. CHY met with Wobo ahead of the opening outside the Nanaimo Art Gallery on Commercial Street. He says the idea for the exhibit came after speaking with Nanaimo Art Gallery curator Jesse Birch, who had been organizing a number of exhibits this year around the notion of play. This was part of the gallery's inquiry into how can we play together.
So I came and spent some time here, and I knew that I wanted to work with other people and to play with them. And I wasn't sure at first how I would structure that play. And after spending some time here, I realized that Commercial Street could be a good way to kind of limit the scope of the exhibition and to give it some focus. So I decided to take Commercial Street as an inspiration and as a guideline for this exhibition.
He says he started working on this exhibit about a year ago, when he says there was still a large hole in front of the art gallery due to the construction for the Commercial Street upgrades that finished this summer.
But what I wanted to do was to mostly invite people who have a direct experience of Commercial Street, so people who live here, work here, have a shop here, have worked as artists on Commercial, so find a way to invite them into the exhibition. So yeah, the show is a reflection of all these different experiences that I have on this street and their own experience of Commercial Street as well.
He says he knew he wanted to do an exhibit about Commercial Street during a tour of the downtown area when he saw the artwork left by local graffiti artist Doctor on the walls left from the former Jean Burned building that burnt down in 2016. Doctor's work is featured on some of the sculptures made by Robois for this exhibit. Robois met with many shop owners and Commercial Street regulars to add elements from their experience with the street to his artwork. Some of the pieces include a drinking glass borrowed from Mon Petit Shoe Cafe, a record from Fascinating Rhythm, antique objects from Red Shelf Decor, and shirts from Rumors Vintage Collective.
It was quite interesting. Some of them would understand pretty well what I was trying to achieve, could kind of picture where I was going with all that. For others, it was more challenging to get them to understand why I wanted to purchase an old glass that I just, or a glass I just used to consume orange juice.
As well, the exhibit features old photos of Commercial Street that have been borrowed from the Nanaimo Archives, which is located nearby in the CIBC Arts Center on Wharf Street. Wobwa says while the exhibit is about Nanaimo's Commercial Street, it's also about any other commercial street found around the world.
So it's an object which is attracting other objects and attracting people, and people with visions of what that commercial street should be. So the show itself is a reflection of that phenomenon.
As the exhibit opens soon, Wobwa says he wonders how people will react to this exhibit, as it's a perfect, but also imperfect, portrait representing a moment in time.
It's my own experience of this site, of this place, but it's also my experience which is mediated and informed by other people's experience of Commercial Street. So it's a complex object, it's a complex thing. So yeah, but I think the show has this kind of looseness, and it doesn't come across as authoritative. It comes very, I hope it comes as very welcoming and as free, that people will understand that this is it's a very subjective representation of this place. And it's a loving representation of this place too, which is important.
The opening reception for the exhibit is on October 24th from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. with a film screening and exhibit tour with Wobwa and Birch on October 5th at 3 p.m. More information about the exhibit can be found on the Nanaimo Art Gallery's website. For CHY News, this is Laura McKenzie.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Mid-Coast Morning, at chly.ca/news.